See, you get figured me out. Hot tub. Ben with you.
That bar there is
paying over today to sign in.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back. It's been a while. It's good to see everybody. We'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Pastor Barbara Rexroad will lead us in the invocation.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have blessed us with. Lord, as we come to this meeting with the commissioners, we ask that you would give each one the wisdom that they need to make the right decisions that affect many lives. For each of those who have an issue that they bring forward, we ask that they would present it plainly and clearly. And Lord, we just ask that you would lead and guide and direct, and that nothing would be said or done this day that would be unpleasing to you. All this we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Thank you very much. Mr. Noll, do we have any additions or corrections to the agenda?
No, sir, we will not.
All right, hearing none. The agenda will be approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance, or any additions, corrections, concerns, minutes? Hearing none, they'll be approved by mutual consent. Thank you. The first item we have on the agenda is a proclamation for Social Work Month. And I know we have some individuals here to accept this proclamation. So if you guys would rise and come forward. Come on up front here.
This proclamation of National Social Work Month, March of 2016. Whereas March is National Social Work Month, and whereas social workers change futures by assisting, guiding, and helping others to successfully negotiate life challenges, and whereas social workers strive to make a difference by helping people resolve problems and cope with distressing situations, and whereas social workers are positive and compassionate professionals, now therefore we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, proudly recognize and honor our local social workers who make life better for our residents of all ages by proclaiming March 2016 to be Social Work Month in Garrett County, Maryland, and do call upon all citizens to recognize and appreciate the life-enhancing contributions of social workers, signed by the boards, Commissioner Heimbaugh, Tichenor, and myself. And can't say thank you guys enough for all that you do, so thank you very much.
I'd like to get a picture.
Sure thing. Are you the recipient?
Carol told me to kick you in the shin.
Social workers are non-violent.
Yes, non-violent.
What a serious bunch.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations, sir. Thanks again for today.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Do we actually have, is there an actual resolution for this, or do we just say, oh, okay.
Okay, next up is a resolution, number 2016-1 to set the 2016 Garrett County tax sale date and time as Friday, June the 10th at 10 a.m. Just briefly, whereas the annotated code of Maryland empowers the county to set the date and time of the tax sale, Board of Garrett County Commissioner of Garrett County, in accordance with the provisions of the Act, the board does hereby set the date and time of the county tax sale to be held on Friday, June 10th, 2016 at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Garrett County Commissioner's Public Meeting Room at 203 South 4th Street, room 209 of the Courthouse in Oakland, Maryland. The appropriate officials of Garrett County are hereby directed to provide notice to Lori Paul, Supervisor of the Garrett County Tax Collection Office, the day of the tax sale and adoption of this witness. So do we have a motion to approve resolution number 2016-1?
So moved.
You have a second? Motion a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Thank you. Okay. Next on the agenda, Garrett County Department of Planning and Land Management, GIS Division. JB, you want to add anything here? All right. We'll have a road name resolution for a new road named Lakeside Village Lane. Just real quick, JB, you want to give a brief where we're talking about here?
Okay, this is right off of Deep Creek Drive. It's a project from Jonathan Kessler. So it's adjacent to the Smiley's Fun Zone. He's got a couple cabins there, and there were enough addressed locations there that we felt would be good to have a separate road for that area there.
And everybody's in agreement with that?
Yeah, there's no conflicts in the road names and that sort of thing, so
great.
Should be good.
Okay. any questions for JB?
No.
All right, do we have a motion to adopt a resolution to name that Lakeside Village Lane?
Motion.
We have a second. Motion a second. Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, JB. Moving right along. Next up, we have Garrett County Purchasing Department for a bid award for prefabricated bridge. Brian, you want to go over that?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I have one contract award for your consideration today. It's for a prefabricated bridge to replace the existing Dunghill Road Bridge number G-104. We accepted bids on January 28th, received a total of two bids. We provided a separate bid tabulation to you via email last week. The recommendation is to award the structure to Contact Engineered Solutions out of Lithicum, Maryland. Total bid price for the steel structure of $183,640. As you may have noticed on the bid tabulation, this was not the lowest bid. We did receive a lower bid from Cameron Bridgeworks LLC. There's about a $4,000 difference between the two bidders. We weren't familiar with Cameron Bridgeworks. We did reach out to them, received some additional references, some design, how they would approach the design of the superstructure. And in the long run, they are really geared more towards vehicular-type bridges.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, pedestrian-type bridges, not vehicular. So we decided to reject their bid and move on. It was actually going to cost the county more money in equipment and rental equipment and labor if we were to move forward with Cameron Bridgeworks. So the decision, obviously, is to award to Contact Engineering Solutions. Any questions for Dwight Rudd? Dwight, do you have anything else you want to add?
No. You did well.
All right. If there's no other questions or discussion, do we have a motion to accept the bid award for Contech Engineered Solutions?
So moved.
All right, motion. Have a second?
Second.
Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right, we are ahead of schedule, which is good, and I see Greg is here. Welcome. So at this time, we'll go ahead and move to the Garrett Transit Service annual presentation.
Well, this will be brief, too. I think Dwayne was going to come, but he may have gotten way late, so we'll just move right on. We used to prepare a big binder for y'all. We used to do about six of them for the state, but we no longer do that. It's all electronic now, but I do have a couple of just executive summary sheets for you gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I've got some for Renee and Jim. So, but as you know, Garrett Transit Service facilitates public transportation for the county, for the commissioners. It is a demand response service. It's open to all residents and visitors of the county as long as your address originates within the county. We can take you out of the county, but the address has to originate here. This grant application is an annual application made every year to the Maryland Transit Administration for federal 5311 funds and the what's known as the Special Statewide Transportation Assistance Program, or STAP for short, for all operational capital budgets that are administered. The funding is highly leveraged funding. It's 80% federal, 10% state, and 10% local. So it's highly leveraged 9-to-1. It's a very good deal for the county taxpayers. And that's for operational costs and for capital requests as well. Just the latest numbers we have are for FY15. We run a fiscal year from July to June. We facilitated over 101,000 rides during that period. We traveled in excess of 656,000 miles, accumulated 24,100 hours of service, and we did that with no reportable accidents, injuries, or fatalities. So we also met or exceeded all the Maryland Transportation Administration, excuse me, performance measures. There are about seven of them that they measure. So we're in alignment those. Just to recap, on the second sheet of your page, your gentleman, is an Excel spreadsheet, and that just recaps the budget summary. This is what the notice in the paper that was based upon in January. There were no responses, no inquiries to that listing in the paper. And so the total capital budget is $541,101. 10% of that will be a local match, 10% state. They had me going. They just were ahead and started right up. So we do have 11 capital requests this year. Four are equipment related, four are vehicle related, and three are facility related. And you can see on the second page there, you have to prioritize them. How that breaks down is about $262,000 for equipment capital. Four vehicles tally about $163,000, and then three facility requests for capital, which tally about $61,000. And those are the three different categories. In the past, we typically only asked for technology piece, three vehicles, and preventive maintenance funds, which are considered the equipment. But that's it in a nutshell. I think on the fourth sheet there of your packet is just the service performance summary that's submitted to the state. This is based on the fiscal year 15. That's the latest number, the latest year that we have complete numbers for. And if you see down at the bottom, you'll see the performance measures there and how we stack up against them. This measures the 5311 program and the SDAP program. And take any questions if you have any. I do have a binder here as part of that process are the signature pages, which I need Chairman Edwards to sign off on and the county attorney to sign off on. And once I get those back, I'll send you an electronic copy of the entire grant now, so it's all paperless.
Do that, Mike's.
Yeah. Thank you, yes, the duty of Mike's letter, and there are a couple of signatures I need from him as well. And if need be, I can go down and get them.
Okay.
If he's not out.
Greg, not just out of curiosity, quick question. Are the majority of your trips inter-county or taking folks from inside the county to somewhere else?
Well, we facilitate a medical medical assistance grant. If you get a medical assistance card, you can ride for free. That's through the health department. A lot of the trips are in county. Next kind of orbit out from that are regional, Cumberland, Morgantown, sometimes to Pittsburgh. Last year, we did see a 48% increase in out-of-town trips. We did about 4,300 in 14. We did over 6,300 in 15. And we typically run to Baltimore once a week.
Is that include the methadone clinic folks?
Yeah. Well, that would fall under the medical assistance, so those numbers are not in this tally. But yes, we do facilitate that as well.
That's a lot of miles, a lot of trips without any reportable accidents or injuries. So
it is. They're a great group of dedicated drivers and support staff. The average driver has been to Gear Transit Service for a little over 9 years. We have 21 drivers and about 9 full-time and part-time support staff and mechanics that service our fleet. So I'd invite y'all, if you're ever out and want to stop in anytime. I think Dwayne may have an announcement on the floor.
No, I'm good. Make an announcement.
He will now. He might as well just make one up.
Never lose an opportunity, right? Well, as you know, we moved Greg into a different role at Community Action.
Sure.
And so we have made a decision and have offered the position, and he's accepted, to Mark Redhaver, former commander of our state police barracks here in Garrett County. And he'll be assuming that role on March 16th or
15th. Yeah,
16th. We had to work some things out with him in terms of his state retirement and how he could fit into our system, because we also pay into the state retirement system. But he, in about 2 weeks, he'll move on that role. So Greg is over in the Center Street office now full time, and we're trying to figure out where to put him.
Finishing up the grant.
These things are in the capital budget for the building out of the by the county road.
Correct.
The boiler.
Correct. There's a request there for a boiler replacement. We only have one boiler in the middle of this winter. At the worst possible time, that boiler failed due to a circuit board problem. So we would like the capital money to create some redundancy and put in 3 smaller boilers so we don't have any emergency heat situations that crop up.
And as you can see, I mean, none of that capital money is, we're not asking the county to contribute to the county.
Yeah,
so
we appreciate that.
The other thing to mention, maybe Greg did mention it, I mean, the state is notorious for this, and we have like 5 vehicles,
six
vehicles on call waiting for the state to, we have to go through their procurement and become a part of their contract. So we're waiting on them to actually deliver. And that's been a major issue for us in terms of keeping up with the demand and the calls and the reservations, because we're short. But it goes back 3 years, actually.
So the 10% local match on capital projects, you're coming up with that on your own. You're not asking us for anything.
That's correct.
That's good.
Yes. The state has been very slow. Part of the reason they've been delayed is because 80% of the money comes from the federal government. Congress couldn't agree on a long-term transportation funding bill, so everything got a little bit behind.
3 years.
There are some people who say that MTA standards may take a while.
There are reasons for everything.
That's right.
Okay. Any other questions? Anything else? Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, we'll
fine.
Get this to you ASAP.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
right, next up on the agenda is the Deep Creek Watershed Management Plan. As you guys are well aware, this has been something that's been talked about for quite a while now, starting with the previous Board of County Commissioners. We readily admit that we did not act on this as quickly as we probably would have liked to. We did make a slight change to goal 12, I think it was, prior to our last public hearing on the Deep Creek Watershed Management Plan. Since that meeting and in that open comment period, we've received 46 comments via letter or email. 43 of those comments were in favor of adopting the plan as quickly as possible and in with the amendment to goal number 12. Is there any discussion amongst the commissioners? Do we have a motion to adopt Deep Creek Watershed Management Plan as amended with goal 12?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion, we have a second. Motion and a second, question and motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And I know there are several people in the audience that put a lot of time and effort into working on the plan, and once again, we want to thank you all for your time and efforts that I know are still ongoing, even though the plan's now complete. Those efforts never stopped. I think it's important to say we're adopting the plan, which is exactly that, a plan. The real work begins with the implementation of that plan, and you know, that's where the rubber will hit the road, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of more public commentary and participation in order to craft the implementation. So having said that, we have concluded the agenda items, and we will go to public commentary, should there be any. Anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
My name is Richard Matlick, and I'm actually speaking for Friends of Deep Creek Lake. Our executive board has put a lot of energy recently working downstate, and there's been a lot happening on dredging at Deep Creek Lake. Not sure what the final wording was of the amendment you made, but just to make a point that it is now more important than ever to have had dredging moved up to a goal rather than an objective in that plan, and I hope that amendment included that, because it looks as though DNR Secretary Belton and Governor Hogan's staff has made a policy change at the way they look at dredging at Deep Creek Lake. So that was my comment today.
Thank you. And we are working with the local delegation. As a matter of fact, was a big topic of conversation today and the last couple of days. It does look like policy has shifted, and there's still a lot of fleshing out with, and just in the past 24 hours, some things have changed from Friday till now, so we don't know what the final version of that will be, and we look forward to that, but we appreciate all the efforts on behalf of Deep Creek Lake. Any other questions or comments? Got here just in time. All right, if there's no other questions or comments, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
All right, we have a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's get it over before
we saw you come in and thought, let's get this over with.